iDrive SoCal is brought to you by the best automotive retailers from across Southern California. We consider our dealer partners friends and highly recommend them. When it's time for you to buy, just go to iDriveSoCal.com and click on dealers to get connected. Or email me and I'll personally introduce you. Tom@iDriveSoCal.com. That's Tom, T-O-M, at I, the letter I, drive like drive a car, SoCal like Southern California.com. Tom@iDriveSoCal.com. Now, on with the podcast.
Do I want to go with a new vehicle? Do I want to consider maybe solely relying on another mode of transportation, like ride-hailing services? And so that's really what the purpose of this study was. We looked at cities like New York, Austin, Texas, also here in Southern California. We looked at San Diego. All of them was more than double what it would be if you actually owned and operated your own vehicle.
Welcome to iDrive SoCal, the podcast all about mobility from the automotive capital of the United States, Southern California. Tom Smith here, and I am joined today. We're actually at the historic Motor Club of Southern California, aka AAA building, and I'm joined by Doug Shoup, who is the, I'm going to do your title by memory, Senior Public Affairs Specialist.
That is right. You got it.
Nice. So, and it is Motor Club of Southern California.
The Auto Club of Southern California. Ah. And we're here at our historic Los Angeles headquarters at Adams and Figueroa. Been here since the early 1920s.
Yeah. And we did a number of podcasts together, a couple of months back.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I came to this very same location, and it was under remodel construction then, which is pretty much wrapping up now. But I didn't realize the history of the building. It's always been
the Auto Club of Southern California. And for folks who visit the branch office here at the LA headquarters at Adams and Figueroa, you can see that the history in this building and the beautiful Saltillo tile and the fountain that we have in the large rotunda. You drive, you park in this historic courtyard. And so, yeah, it was under construction for a while, but now it's back up and running. So folks can check that out before they head out for their holiday travels soon and check out the new digs, like we call them.
For those of you that are like me, that enjoy history, appreciate history, part of the new remodel is pictures all up and down the hallways of basically the history of the Auto Club. And obviously the history of the Auto Club involves the history of the auto. So it's a pretty neat additive. So come check it out when you get a chance. Most everybody is a member of the Auto Club anyway, so you're probably a member if you're listening to the iDrive SoCal podcast.
And the Los Angeles branch office is a great place to come and get your maps and get your trip planning and travel planning, because you do get to see some of that history right here, just close to downtown LA.
And all that aside, Doug and I are going to be talking in this podcast about an interesting study that was just done. The Motor Club, what is it called? What's it
the
correct?
AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
No. The correct.
Auto Club of Southern California.
Auto Club of Southern California. To me, it's always AAA because I'm from the Midwest. I'm from the Chicago area, and it was just always AAA. So Auto Club of Southern California. I swear, give me about 20, 30 more podcasts together, and I'll still be getting it wrong. So, but you guys did a cool study about ride hailing and the cost of exclusively ride hailing as opposed to owning a vehicle. And we're going to talk about that. And then there's also another study that you guys did as far as the cost of owning a vehicle. So we're kind of combine the two into one versus. Right? Ride hailing as a means of transportation versus actually owning a car. Because with all the technology these days, it's kind of like, well, you know, hey, do I really need a car? And quite honestly, I think I have some friends, not in Los Angeles, but in other cities that are kind of experimenting with that life. Mm-hmm. But they're in a different stage of their life too, right? They're younger, single, whatever. I wonder if that's a possibility if you have a family or when it's kind of viable. But that's what we're going to kind of drill down on here.
Yeah, you know, of course we live in car culture, Southern California, and we love our cars here in Southern California and our
way
trucks.
Of life.
Yeah, it really is. But what this study looked at was, you know, with the more and more Ubers and Lyfts and the other modes of transportation that are available, you know, we know that ride-hailing services are becoming more popular and more convenient for a lot of folks. But what we found at AAA is that they're not a cost-effective replacement for actually owning a car. According to the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety, the average driver in an urban area, the only setting in which using these services are practical full-time transportation options, the average driver goes about 10,841 miles per year. Now, while urban drivers travel fewer miles than those living in smaller towns or rural communities, relying on ride-hailing services as a primary mode of transportation would cost $20,118 each and every year. This equates...
Okay, go ahead.
This equates to more than twice the cost of owning a personal vehicle, even when you're factoring in the expense of fuel, insurance, parking, and the vehicle itself. Now, that was the national average,
okay.
You know, more than $20,000. Here in the Los Angeles area, it would cost, if you just used the ride-sharing services, it would cost about $17,951 each and every year. And that's
just
only using Uber, Lyft, and other ride-sharing services.
And, you know, I'm just thinking, I lease my cars. And mid-level luxury, not high-level luxury. In both cases, I'm... less than half.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But to be fair, I'm just thinking of the lease payment. I'm not thinking of fuel. I'm not thinking of insurance. I'm not thinking of
parking, which is a big issue in Los Angeles.
And if you're doing a lot of driving here in Southern California, you also have to factor in the express lanes, right?
Exactly.
If you're doing that, and
tolls.
That can get pricey.
So, yeah, you know, what we looked at also was every year AAA does a your driving cost study to kind of let consumers know this is what you're paying on average to own and operate a vehicle in the United States. And the 2018 Your Driving Cost Study found that the average cost to own and operate a new vehicle in 2018 is $8,849 per year. Now, the figure is calculated based on the cost of fuel and some of those other things we were talking about.
Sure.
Maintenance, repairs, insurance, license, registration, taxes. It even includes the depreciation of the vehicle and loan interest. And the study examined 45 top-selling 2018 models. So when you look at that, I mean, you can see that it is more cost-effective to own and operate your own vehicle. It really depends. You know, most people here in Southern California are not using only ride-sharing services.
Right.
They're mixing it in with the, you know, using their own vehicle and then occasionally using ride-sharing services.
I can think in my own personal experience, and I've recently shifted lifestyles from my wife and I being single, go out, have fun folks who are not drinking and driving, we're, you know, Ubering or Lyfting, to now parents with an 11-month-old at home and never going out and never drinking. but two very different lifestyles. And slightly before my son was born, or even before my wife got pregnant, because obviously when she was pregnant, if I had a couple of drinks, she would just drive. But there would be Uber or Lyft when there was drinking. And then the other Uber or Lyft component would be to and from the airport.
Yep.
Now, the notion of, I don't know anybody in Los Angeles that has gone so far as to try and Uber or Lyft exclusively. I don't know if that's possible in LA. I don't know.
There are people who do it in the country, but you're right. In Los Angeles, don't know a lot of people.
Define the Northeast.
You know, okay. We're talking about New York City, Washington, D.C., even Boston, the Northeast. You know, that might be a more
viable those are still
option.
Urban areas. Sure, those aren't necessarily the country. We're not talking about Dubuque, Iowa.
Right. But we certainly don't have the long distances to travel that we have here in Southern California. You know, you brought up a good point, though, when you talked about having that other option. And that's what ride-sharing service is great for, giving someone another option that's convenient to get home if they have had alcohol or even marijuana.
Yeah, marijuana, no, sure.
Because now here it's, you know, sales, recreational.
And you can get a DUI with marijuana. Absolutely. We did a podcast on it. There's a podcast, I Drive SoCal podcast, that we did with CHP. I'm forgetting the officer's name. Sorry about that, officer, but he was an officer from Sacramento. And you very well can get a DUI with just marijuana.
Yeah. No problem. Traffic safety has been at the core of the auto club, you know, since the early 1900s.
Sure.
And so we certainly absolutely want people to use every option that they can. Just get behind the wheel, not impaired, right? And so ride-hailing services are great for that.
Sure.
What this study really looked at, though, is we wanted consumers to have information so that they can make a wise choice on, you know, when they're considering a new vehicle. You know, do I want to go with a new vehicle? Do I want to consider maybe solely relying on another mode of transportation, like ride-hailing services? And so that's really what the purpose of this study was.
And out of curiosity, is there any city, any area where it pencils out, where it's like, maybe you're close?
Yeah, we looked at the top 20 major urban areas, and all of them ranged much more than double the cost of actual car ownership. I mean, we looked at cities like New York, more than $21,000. Austin, Texas, nearly $19,000, solely using ride-sharing services. Also here in Southern California, we looked at San Diego. All of them was more than double what it would be if you actually owned and operated your own vehicle.
Hmm. Well, it makes sense. And the another podcast that I did actually was I Drive SoCal, IDSC 100, if you will, and it was talked about the future of mobility and what's real and what's hype. And one of the things that I think is interesting is, you know, we have all this technology that's helping us in the transportation world, in the mobility space, and it's redefining mobility and whatnot. And whether it's Uber and Lyft or the scooters or whatever else, all this tech, we're still sitting in ridiculous traffic. Mm-hmm. So, you know, ride sharing, van pooling, whatever, we're not feeling the impact from a diminishing traffic, time spent in traffic congestion, at least as of yet.
Right, because even with ride hailing, you are exactly still sitting on the freeway, or you're still on the
somebody's driving
freeze.
Me.
Exactly. Yeah, and you know, I think it's important to also mention that, you know, for those who travel a very limited number of miles each year, or those maybe who have mobility issues which prevent them from being able to drive their own vehicle, ride hailing certainly is a very viable and important option to them.
But that's been there, right? That for those of us that, you know, the members of society that have difficulty getting around, their mobility needs have been served by different options for quite some
time.
There
have been. Ride hailing has helped give them that other option, make it a little bit more convenient, kind of on their time frame for when they want to use it. So that's been great. But for the majority of people who drive the average number of miles we drive every year, the car is still king. You know, I mean, it's going to be more affordable to own and operate that vehicle, so long as you keep your operating costs in check. And certainly, you know, things that you want to do is buy gently used vehicles because depreciation is the single largest expense for vehicle owners. Fuel it up responsibly. Avoid wasting money on premium gasoline unless your vehicle specifically requires it. Show your car some love. You know, keep it well maintained and spend money on those routine maintenance checks because it's going to save you money in the end. And then also just slow down when the gas prices are high. Small changes in the way you drive certainly do make a big difference.
I'll agree with all of that. And I used to be that type of buyer. I would never buy new. I would buy slightly used and I would buy. I wouldn't lease. However, a handful of years ago, I started leasing, and for my daily drivers, I'm never turning back. I love being able to park it anywhere in at the grocery store or the ball game or wherever else, and you know what? It winds up getting a ding. Okay, it's a lease. I'm just going back. Maintenance, non-issue. It's under warranty. But everything else, absolutely. And, you know, buying versus leasing, I mean, that's a pretty...
It depends on your situation.
That's a pretty intimate thing, though. I mean, some people are very, like, you can lay out the facts for somebody, and I've done this, like, because being in the space that I'm in, you know, I've had, you know, friends or acquaintances, I meet somebody at a party, like, well, I've been thinking of buying or leasing, whatever, and you lay it all out, and all of a sudden, it's just like... I'm not asking you to switch political parties. I'm just saying, you know, I'm just saying that it might make sense for you to take this route. But anyway, well, good stuff. Doug, thank you as always. Oh, I have one question before we wrap this one up. You guys were looking at, I mean, it's Uber and Lyft, right? I mean, is there anybody else?
There are other ride sharing services.
Okay.
Yes, there are.
But
depends on which city you're in.
Yeah. So Uber has 2 years down here in Los Angeles that they've held a conference called Uber Elevate. And that conference, have you heard of this?
I have.
You have, okay. So that conference basically deals with the future of vertical travel, vertical takeoff and landing, flying cars. Have you guys dipped your toe into the waters of any studies, any... thing in that universe at all yet?
I think that's still very, very new and in the future. And so, you know, we just want to help provide drivers out there, our members, but everybody else right. who uses our roads, we all share them together with up-to-date, accurate information, help people make their own decisions. So, you know, as stuff comes along, we look at that and see if this is information that's going to be very helpful, important for folks to know. It's something that we'll take a look at. So stay tuned, basically. You know, we'll see what happens down the road. For this ride-hailing study, if people want some more information on it, you can simply go to newsroom.aaa.com. That's newsroom.aaa.com, and you can read more about the ride-hailing study. And you can also find more information about the Your Driving Cost study, which really breaks down what people are spending when they own a vehicle.
All right, we'll link to both of those from the iDrive SoCal website as well on this post, and then we will... stay tuned for the AAA Pilots Club in the future. Doug Shoup from the Motor Club of Southern California.
Auto Club of Southern California.
Auto Club of Southern California, also known as AAA. The Senior Public Affairs Specialist. I got your title
right.
That's all that matters. Thank you so much, as always.
Thanks, Tom.
For iDrive SoCal, I'm Tom Smith. Thank you, as always, for listening. This episode was engineered and edited by Bobby Flores.
Howdy. Still here, huh? That's cool, but this one's pretty much done. But we have tons of additional content at our website, iDriveSoCal.com. If you're not listening from there already, you should definitely check it out. From there, you can subscribe to our newsletter, the podcast, or leave a note. And I'd love to hear from you, too. Here's my email, tom@iDriveSoCal.com. That's Tom, T-O-M, @iDrive, The letter I, drive like drive a car, SoCal like SouthernCalifornia.com. Tom at iDriveSoCal.com. Thanks again for listening, and please reach out with whatever's on your mind.